Today is Laetare Sunday. Let us rejoice. And you can see that we wear pink today, rejoicing in anticipation of the Easter mystery and rejoicing that we are all here in this place, our home, our center, gathered together to celebrate and ask for forgiveness and to forgive. We are all welcomed. We are all Easter people. We believe, we celebrate, we live, and we pray. We fail, and we return. We rejoice together. I remember 55 years ago, when I was in my sophomore high school English class. The teacher was pretty good, but she lacked discipline. I made a B the first semester, but the second semester, the first and second 6 weeks, I did not do very well. I allowed myself to become someone that I was not. I became a troublemaker in her class because I could get away with it. I became unruly, unkind, inconsiderate, like some of the other troublemakers in the class. At the end of the 6 week period, I had to go home with a D-minus on my report card. This drew more attention to me than a big fat F. I knew I was wrong. I knew that I mistreated her. I knew I did not deserve a D-minus, but an F. I failed. I was lost. And it carried on throughout my life during those several weeks there, those two other 6 weeks periods. It just kind of carried into that. When we are doing things we shouldn't be doing, it kind of goes along with us then. I apologized to her for my poor behavior, lack of respect for her, and lack of interest in her class. And she welcomed me to be me. She told me I had a chance to make it right in the last 6 weeks, and I did. As I apply this story to the gospel today, I was kind of like the prodigal son who went out and lost his way. I was lost like the person God made me to be, and I felt terrible and ashamed. On the other hand, I was also like that same son who returned, who went home to restart, like you do with a computer when it's not working. I know whenever I use a computer, usually it quits working on me, and I just go to restart, and it kind of starts working again. I went to my teacher to be re-welcomed, to seek forgiveness and reconciliation. I sinned against God and my teacher and myself during those 2 6-week periods. During that period, I brought agony to my teacher, loss of opportunity to my classmates so that they couldn't learn as well, and I failed to witness the person that God made me to be. I was lost, but now I am found. And don't get me wrong, that's not the only time that I was lost and had to be found. We are all sinners, and that's what, just like the prodigal son, we are all sinners. And when we fail, we come back again and again and again. There are 5 important characters in this story of the prodigal son. The first is the prodigal son who left home. He died to sin and came back home and asked for forgiveness. And the second was the father who welcomed his son, forgave him, and then threw a big celebration for him because he returned, because he was lost and then was found. And the third is the other son, the loyal son, the hardworking and responsible son, the one who took care of things, the good son. But yet, he became jealous, envious, and I'm sure he had hate in his veins also for his brother, just as sometimes we do when we fall into those jealousies and envies and things of that nature. Can you picture Jesus out there among the crowd of tax collectors and thieves and sinners and followers and disciples and the bystanders and a Roman, there would be some Romans watching all of the moves he was making as they was looking over his shoulder so they could maybe find something to get him on. The nosy people, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and his mother. Can you picture him telling this simple story of the father and the two sons? I imagine, just like today, this story that Jesus gave to them and to us increased the participation and his following hundredfolds. Jesus tells us this most important story. He tells us to each one of us today. Yes, I said that there were five characters in this story. So number four character is God. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the fifth character is you and myself. Do you need to be welcomed back? Are you forgiving? Are you forgiven for something? Maybe you've carried something with you for a very long time, and you just hold it against yourself. You do not come back and ask for forgiveness. Sometimes people will do that for half of a lifetime, or for a month, or for a week, or for a six-week period, or 2 6-week periods. Who knows? We all sometimes carry on something in which we need to be forgiven for. And usually during this time, we don't live the way we really should be. We're not the person God made us to be fully. Or do you need to welcome someone back into your life to reconnect with them or to forgive them? This can happen in families, with friends, good friends. It happens with enemies and other people as well. Or people you don't even know. You hold something against them and you don't even know anything about them, maybe because they said something wrong one time or said something about you, and you hold that against them for years and years and years. Jesus tells us that most important story today because each one of us are sinners. At times we're selfish. At times we're envious and jealous, impatient. We think sometimes only of ourselves and not others. We can be stingy and self-centered. We often fail to deal with conflict or struggles or anxieties that we might have in the wrong way. Sometimes we try to escape, maybe through laziness or failing to love, alcohol, drugs, dwelling only in ourselves, just kind of becoming reserved into our own self. Sometimes we fail to be that person that God made us to be. And sometimes we fail to recognize or find out or to search who that person is that God wants us to be. We are Easter people. We are people of God. Also, like the Son, we leave and squander and become lost. And some people do not even believe in God. And some people believe and go out and do their works. And some people believe, and that's all they do. We are all on a journey back to God. And after we find him, we continue to give him praise and glory and honor. Jesus wants us all to come to him. He wants us to recenter. He wants us to return and be the person that God made us to be. No matter what nation we're in, no matter what country we live in or state or what community, he wants us to know, love, and serve him in this world. So here we are today in this sacred place, gathered together in his name to give thanks, to rejoice. We are all here to swallow the stories and synthesize them and put them back into our lives and go out and live, to welcome back those who might be lost, to welcome back those who are found, to welcome back all of us, to restart, rekindle, just as I was welcomed back in my sophomore high school class, English class. Great love for our Savior Jesus Christ is what we live for. We do so as we seek forgiveness and reconciliation, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and we pray for the deliverance from all evil. So let us rejoice. Amen. Amen. Amen.